The epithet is the N-word. The issue in this case is whether or not Anthony Welda will have his disorderly conduct charge enhanced by the hate crime statute. He's charged with using the word as two black women walked past his house. Soon after, a screaming match ensued between several people in the neighborhood, both black and white, and the police were called. Welda's lawyer, Walter Isaacson, says his client's use of the word is protected speech because he didn't direct it at the women and there was no physical assault.
It's almost like a bright line. If there's a threat or if there's conduct, you're not going to be protected. And that's what we're missing in this case. We have the word nigger, but there's not a threat to get the person, or there's not conduct.
But the prosecuting attorney, Catherine Lloyd, says the hate crime statute applies to any kind of disorderly conduct, even if only speech is involved.
I mean, this word is so inflammatory. We all have trouble saying it, even when we're just talking, you know, we have to talk about it in quotes. It's just so awful. And under these circumstances, it not only tended to breach the peace, it did breach the peace.
Mr. Welda has not been tried on his disorderly conduct charge yet. A ruling by the Supreme Court will simply determine whether he will also be charged with a hate crime. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.